welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and I'm hoping we can track down Jim Gersey. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I don't hear Jim, so
yes, I
assume that we didn't track Jim down yet.
No, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Okay, cool. So, Jim, two major things we want to talk about. Firstly, PPRDI, the first and probably the best clinic for getting mobile testing for QRMA and metapathia. Now, just to go operationally to explain how it is, and you have a great video, by the way, that explains this process. For all those detractors that don't really realize that we have to invent the 21st century, we have to invent the ability to do more, you know, better medicine, for example, and I'm coming up with a video probably by possibly by tonight, but I'm going to send it off to my friend, actually Ron Klatz, and his buddy Goldberg is actually firsthand friends with Donald Trump. Now, I like Trump's plan of making health insurance more portable and more affordable and across state lines, and that's going to make it immediately go back to before the system, but it's still not fixed. My system will fix it. It'll fix it permanently, too. It'll return it to not only the ancient state that it was under Moses with the 12 tribes of ancient Israel, but it'll actually extend it beyond that. And I don't like to use labels like, you know, this is a state run or this or that. What we need to do is we need to have a system where we have accurate diagnosis of what's wrong with a person before they have trouble. It's just think of it this way. Let's say if everybody in had cars that were worth $250,000, you do really good things to take care of that car so you could pass it on to your children. Now, the problem is people don't do that with their bodies. They go to a doctor who is, by and large, completely incompetent, who cannot tell you that something other than a symptom is wrong with your body before you develop a disease state or dyslipidemia or osteoporosis or the changes are going to cause you to go blind or lose your kidneys. And as a result, they usually will pat you on the back. Your blood pressure is kind of okay today. They don't know what your perfusion is of your tissues. They don't know what your epigenetics are, your heavy metal toxins. They don't know how environmentally which genes are turning on and off. They don't know your genetic background or what cancers you're predisposed to. And they pat you on the back and tell you, see you in a year, everything's cool, have a nice day. Now, that's typical, we call non-evidence-based, symptom-based, chase-the-numbers medicine, which is completely incompetent. Now, we're talking about allopathic, but really the same thing applies to chiropractic. If someone has a muscle imbalance from a firing pattern, from a mechanical problem or underlying myopathy or inflammatory disorder that's causing a recurring subluxation of a joint, the chiropractors are doing the same thing as the allopathic doctors, the same as the herbalists. They wait till you get a symptom, then they give you a specific herb to try to make the symptom go away. What I do is beyond all of that. I combine every aspect, surgery, medicine, pathology, toxicology, imaging studies, muscle imbalance, firing patterns, everything, to make an overall comprehensive picture called functional medicine. Now, functional medicine is about 30 times bigger than medicine, and medicine itself, just regular allopathic medicine, is bigger by itself than all the other aspects of alternative medicine, chiropractic, naturopathy, professional training. The problem is, and people want to know, they say, well, my doctor knows that stuff. Fat chance on that. In fact, if for me to train someone to know what I know about functional medicine would take 6 years of following me around day and night to learn 90% of what I know, and by that time I will know more. Now, I'm going to summarize it in videos and teaching materials, so the key core facts, not only how to the solutions I've discovered, but also the way to start thinking about things so you can start discovering new things yourself. And one of those first technologies is to realize the body is a quantum informational machine. By that, every cell in your body, and this is a fancy term for how the cells work, every cell membrane in your body is a stochastic, fuzzy logic, liquid crystal, parallel processing microprocessor. Isn't that interesting? Now, all that basically means is every cell membrane processes I call gigabytes of data per picosecond. And it regulates whether or not it turns on and off genes. It regulates which ions and minerals get into the cell. It regulates which genes are turned on and off in picoseconds. And it regulates which messenger RNAs or structural proteins or enzymes or whether there's a pathogen in the cell needs to fight it. It literally even writes and codes for a new DNA code based on life experiences. So you're not just a static machine. Your body's coding not only epigenetic code, but new DNA code. We've actually discovered how that works. Now, every single biomolecule absorbs energy and releases it. And it releases it on a frequency, whether it's a small molecule. It's like hitting a tuning fork. So if you hit a tuning fork, it turns out water is an informational superconductor. It'll transfer that frequency, which is a phonon or sound, infrared light, and a biophoton. It has an electromagnetic signature and electrical signature. And so every tissue and organ and organelle is a resonant frequency harmonic capacitor, which means basically every single biomolecule, whether it's a B6 molecule that's been, a five prime activated B6 molecule, or every ion like zinc or chromium or molybdenum has a resonant harmonic frequency. Now, the important thing about minerals is every active site of every enzyme is a monoatomic form of a mineral, which is by its very nature a superconductor. Now, the primary thing your telomeres do is your telomeres are little buds at the end, or an antenna. They talk to the cell membrane and tell the cell membrane whether it's going to absorb a specific mineral that turns on and off genes to make messenger RNA, to make structural proteins and enzymes. So the primary thing that guides your cells as to whether or not, in the song of life, the last phase of that song is to cause gene senescence and death, is when you're reversing aging, you're literally turning genes back on that make structural proteins and enzymes. Now, even if the nutrients are outside the cell and the cell decides not to absorb it, the cell basically starts to shut off genes and ages, whether it's pigment going out of your hair so you become older. Now, what the resonant technology does of QRMA and the metapathia and also the bioplasm, which is a kind of a stage between the earlier stage of the metapathia, it actually has a giant database of frequencies to actually literally section through organs. And they've done comparison studies looking at MRI and ultrasound, and the metapathia is actually more accurate than an MRI or an ultrasound. It will also pick up the harmonic resonant signature of a pathogen. So it can tell you if you've got in your nose Bramonella catarrhalis, which is a cousin of gonorrhea. It'll tell you if you've got a specific strain of candida in your gut. It'll tell you which artery in your heart is blocked. It'll tell you which part of your brain is getting a dysmyelination, or whether you're developing a cavitating meningioma in your brain, or whether you've got acute macular changes and there's retinopathy. That's really neat. Now, with the QRMA, because it's quicker and a little different data set, it's going to tell you if you have organ dysfunction or hypofunction, like your thyroid. It'll tell you if you've got heavy metals and toxins or allergies. It'll tell you if you've got all the vitamin, mineral, and nutrient content at the proper optimal range or it's below normal. And it'll tell you if you have excess needs, for example, of things to support collagen metabolism in different target organs, like your eye, your heart, your brain, your kidneys, because the building block and the structural protein, the rebar in every organ, is primarily 29 different types of collagen, and also other factors like elastin or the fluid form of hyaluronic acid polymer, which is in your joints and your eyeballs and in your skin. So the way life works is your DNA codes through 32,000 alleles of proteins, which is about 7% of your DNA, but the other 93%, they used to call junk DNA. I've called it for many years harmonic resonant DNA, and now I call it epigenetic DNA. And the epigenetic DNA codes for how to build you. It's like an architect having a list of materials for building, which is like in one book, but then he's got, 20 books or big charts to how to build you. Now, the nice thing about the metapathia, it can also generate resonant frequencies through metatherapy. And now with our atomic resonant frequency mapping of minerals, we know which minerals are primarily the ones deficient in different illnesses, and we can actually see it on the metapathia scan. We can then say, if we put in these resonant frequencies, the target organ will open the ion channels, and the minerals will go in, and if all the other building blocks are present, because we've given activated nutrients, because all of the nutrimeds are activated, so they jump to any gene SNPs or polymorphisms that the person has, they can't activate it. Our nutrients are unlike any other in any other company. Everything is activated, which means when we give you a specific formula, a protocol for nutrimeds, we can go back and check to see if it's working, to see if it altered your biophotonic signature of your organs. Pretty neat. Now, this means we could do this as a mobile van, say, in Quito, Ecuador, that can go up the side of a mountain and go to a little village. It means we could have a mobile clinic. It means that every hospital or surgical center could do a scan on someone as they go in, even pre-op, and know what organ function is out of whack. So if they want to order imaging studies or conventional blood tests or even advanced toxicology or pathology, for example, if each of these was present at every airport, we could actually pick up that someone had Zika virus in a stealth form, let's say, in their endocervix, and they're likely to transmit a sexually transmitted disease because it's not going to be present in their serum. But the metapathia scan will pick up the Zika harmonic resonant signature in their endocervix, even though you don't have to put anything up there. You simply wear the hydrophones on your head. That's pretty cool. Now, the cost in healthcare, once you can zero in exactly what's wrong, and you can actually do, you know, like I said, keep your skepticals on. If you want to do endocervical swabs with a DNA polymerase chain reaction to prove that it's present, or you want to order an MRI scan or a calcium score because the metapathia says you got a bunch of arteries that you're calcifying on the metapathia scan, you can go ahead and do that and validate whether or not, as I say, keep your skepticals on. You can prove whether or not that actually is present, and if it is, you better start remediating it and making sure you can reverse the pathology, or you're going to get a ruptured plaque that's going to give you a heart attack or a stroke. So the QR, and you've probably seen this already with the people you scan, that this is going to transform healthcare, isn't it? What do you think, Jim?
Sorry, just hit that. Yeah, you know, what I keep on hearing is when you're doing, we're talking about the metapathia, it's basically you're narrowing the target of what is going on in the system instead of saying, I'm not feeling right, just fix me. You could actually narrow it down, whether it be your knee or what you're saying with function of the eye or any of the organs.
Give you an example. If you have prostatism, you have a number of different categories of things you have to deal with. You could have a stealth infection with Trichomonas vaginalis or a candida infection or mycobacteria. You could have heavy metals in there like lead, mercury, cadmium. You need a detox. You could have xenotoxins like xenoestrogen molecules you need to remove from the prostate. And you could also have present mineral deficiencies like, for example, if I scanned someone recently, I found out their prostate was deficient in manganese, which is important for activating vitamin D that will prevent prostate cancer. So what you find is a whole range of things you can approach, from pathogens to free radicals to building blocks to that tissue or organ to mineral deficiencies to heavy metals to xenotoxins. And as you deal with each of those issues, you take away a barrier for the tissue or organ to heal. Pretty cool, eh?
Now, that's, you know, the cool part is that you wouldn't know it's there unless you did the scan. That's the first part we always talk about is forewarned is forearmed.
Right. Now, the procedure is real simple. Step number one, you can go on and log on to PPRDI and see the nice little videos that Jim explains the technology. Number two, call me. It's ultimately a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle. You need to call me. If you're going to do a QRMA and you haven't bought a machine, if you bought a machine, all the actual QRMA tests are included. It doesn't include a consult, meaning reviewing all your x-rays and MRIs and CTs. That's a separate thing. But the analysis of the QRMA, if you send me a paragraph with, you know, what's going on with you, that's all free if you already have a machine. But if you go to a QRMA, if you're going to do a proper consult with the QRMA, you need to purchase two time units. If you're going to do a Metapathia Hunter, you need to purchase at least 4 to 6 time units because I got to do a real extensive review. We have people, for example, that have chronic fatigue syndrome and chronic Lyme disease or MS. They want me to review all their MRI scans, all their CT scans, all of their video file, because you do a video capture file of the Metapathia Hunter, and then go back and do a frequency spectral analysis and go back to decide whether or not I need to do a repeat test. So this is very, very advanced. And the technology and the method I'm using for meshing together the data from their 11-page functional medicine history form, their medical records, and the Metapathia QRMA, I'm the first in the world to do this. There's others that have had the machines, like in Russia and elsewhere, but no one's developed the technology to mesh them together into a database. Now, I can, with time, if I had enough time, I can write software to actually simulate a lot of the, what I call AI, artificial intelligence, and probably about 80% of what I do could be put into software. But another 20% can't. I mean, it requires intuitive knowledge and other information that you just can't put in software. So what it means, though, is if you come and do the test with Jim, and he can literally drive an hour from New York to, say, Pennsylvania, and you're coming the other way, he can do the test on you, send me the data, you fill in the history form, and you attach the medical records as a PDF file, and hours of my work later, I'm able to come back and say, you got XYZ problems, here's our plan to approach those problems, here's our benchmark and when we want to retest you to see if we made you better. and here's the QRMA or metapathia test time we want to do, say, 2 or 3 or 6 months down the road. And here are the conventional tests and imaging studies or specific types of doctors you need to see based on what you I've found. That's pretty extensive, isn't it? This is a...
It's pretty... there's not a complex thing about it, because what you're doing is the... You know, I'll be the technician just to put this through. I'll be recording it, and I'm pretty much the technician administrator to get the information to you, Dr. Bill. So where you're taking a look at it.
As they build up these videos, I can train other doctors around the world to do what I call a basic study. Now, if they get a complex case and they've got set up their facility in Egypt, if they speak English, because I don't speak Egyptian, I can train them how to do more advanced analyses case by case. And that's my eventual plan, is to train doctors around the world to learn how to use these functional medicine diagnostic quantum technologies and then mesh them with conventional technology, with conventional toxicology, immunology, infectious disease, and imaging studies, so we can actually to say, hey, you need to see a surgeon for XYZ. You need to see a chiropractor. You need to get what's called an Axon 2 scan that'll look at your pain generators. Or we need to get you to see Stu Donaldson to do an axial spinal EMG to tell you where you're getting muscle firing imbalance. And then I may need to order special types of X-rays in order to identify where you're getting abnormal wear and tear or disc problems and other changes occurring, because your metapathia scan will even pick it up and say, oh, you got naked an L10 vertebrae. T10 vertebrae is in trouble, or an L4-5, and here's why mechanically there's an interfascial entrapment causing, say, sciatica or whatever. Now, people say, well, you can't do that. I can, okay? And I can prove it with valid not only these other studies, but also with imaging. Now, what is this? Why is this important? Well, right now this week, one of the big things that should affect the election is the cost of health care. Now, what we have is not really health care. I call it disease management and death care. And when I call it that, I'm being sarcastic, but it's true. Does anything that your doctor is going to do for you significantly going to lengthen your life or prevent disease? Maybe 5% of the time, 10%. Most of the time, he's just going to take away some symptoms, but he's not going to alter the course of your disease or the eventual outcome, whether it's diabetes or a below-the-knee amputation or kidney failure or blindness. Most of the time, the doctors are going to monitor you and medicate you so some of your symptoms aren't as bad and you function a little bit better, but otherwise you lose organ function and you die. That's the facts. What I want to move toward is a new higher paradigm, which is less expensive, intervenes earlier, catches disease before you require major surgery or interventions, is outside of hospitals, which are really expensive as hell. And when it directs people to see specialists, it tells you precisely what's wrong so the specialist can go in and say, hey, I need to do an anterior antrostomy and drain your maxillary sinus and repeat the CT scan to see if you've got infection in the bone of the sphenopalatine fossa and the sinus cavity, because you can actually see it in the X-ray, an MRI scan or CT scan. And people say, well, you mean you can do all that? I said, look, I'm certified as an expert witness in every specialty. So it doesn't matter. Now, people, when they medically legally wanted to send me a case, I had one last week where this gentleman called me and he said, Dr. Deagle, I think they put the wrong valve in my wife and then she died from it. And it was too big. I said, well, how would you know? I mean, you've got to send me all the data. You can't just do that. And I said, it's a medical legal consult. I need to have all the records. I need to have all the imaging studies. And the most powerful thing that I can do is use a thing called quote marks. But in order for me to do an analysis of the QRMA and the other things, I simply need everything. Everything that you have summarized in PDFs, I have to have that. So when we come back, Jim, just stay right there. We'll continue talking. We're going to get into the election cycle and the differences in what's going to happen. And my predictions for tomorrow, as I say, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's a lot of ugly out there, unfortunately.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Jim, I want to switch gears a little bit. I'm shocked by someone like Hillary Clinton running for office, that someone that criminal, it's an embarrassment that she's that criminal, that self-serving, that corrupt can get into office and can run. But I'm even more disgusted with Americans who think she's a reasonable option. It tells me that they're basically brain dead, that they really don't give a rat's behind what happens to America. It shows me that Americans really are so close, just like ancient Israel, shaking their fist at God, that they're turning away from a Christian moral and a constitutional basis for this republic, which basically will destroy it. In fact, if you look at the numbers that they've actually calculated, and I saw Pentagon video just last week explaining what the super cities will be like if we have a policy like Hillary Clinton. And in 10 years, there'll be an additional 600 to 800 million Americans. Basically, it won't be America. It'll be a trade zone because they want to have NAFTA, which is Canada, United States, Mexico. It'll be a giant, ballooned, dead area with giant super cities of 20 to 50 million people living in micro apartments or in slums with gangs running everything and the government basically incapable of maintaining peace and security. It'll be a dangerous zone with human beings doing all kinds of obscene things, whether it's sexually or genetically. hybridization, all kinds of illegals. It'll be like Blade Runner. People say, oh, that can't happen. I'm thinking, it's not, can happen. If you create the circumstances, it will happen. It won't take long either. We're talking about 10 years from now, 2026. It could literally be hell on earth with drones flying everywhere, looking through the side of your home, identifying you from your bone signature of your terahertz waves of your bones, scanning your iris, just like that movie with January before last. It was Captain America, and it was Tehran, where they had these cyber warriors walking around. And, you know, we got fools in this clown like Comey. This guy should have, we should have a mechanism in place to immediately remove him. I saw one of the politicians who was running for president, and he had a really good comment, and I won't mention his name, but he said, you know, when he sets up people to appoint, let's say, as a governor of a state, he said, I always want their resignation on my desk the first day that I appoint them, so that if I think they aren't doing their job, I just activate their resignation. This guy should have been resigned a long time ago, July 7th, when he pulled off this stunt to say that Hillary didn't have intent. But in a long litany of the crimes that she committed, intent is not necessary if you actually read the act, which means this guy pretends to be a lawyer and he's an investment banker. He never was trained as an investigator, so why the hell is he the FBI director? And it's not his job to determine intent. That's determined by a grand jury, which they should have impaled. And if they did, Hillary Clinton would already be wearing an orange jumpsuit, and she'd be looking out the bars at Bill Clinton, who'd be visiting from his prison because he's another criminal. I'm amazed at the embarrassment that this is going on here and that people think it's okay to even support Hillary. It makes me sick to my stomach that other fellow Americans think Hillary's a reasonable person to put in power. It makes me ill. What do you think?
Well, what I think is this whole thing is, over the weekend I was listening to somebody and they said it's really a winner takes all. If she's in, it's a permanent Democratic Party. If he's in, he clears, he drains the swamp. And we start to come back to the Republic.
Right. Well, what I think is going to happen is, if you look at it, if you're a betting person, 2 weeks ago it was 8-1 that Hillary would get in. Now it's 3-1. I think it's probably down to 50-50, to be honest with you. But it should be. She should have no chance whatsoever getting in, because if she does, here's what's going to happen. Now, this is for you, Mr. Chris Wallace, and all you other political pundits and journalists who think have been shoving down our throat all kinds of false narratives. I was amazed at watching this morning them stating that they think that the person who has the best, we call, personality and for becoming president, and the best, I'm going to say it, presentation, is Hillary. I'm thinking, are you on the same planet as me? How can you say that comparing a guy who was a darling of the media as The Apprentice for years, and until he became a politician and decided to fix with a mess of the district for criminals, and all of a sudden they turned on him and he turned him into a pariah. And I hear these crazy comments by people saying he's disgusting, he's a pig, he's this, he's a misogynist, he's a racist. It's just evil.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we are, as I say, juggling flaming machetes. If you don't have your blindfold on, you don't get cut or burned, so we kind of sneak an eye out so we can see when the machete's going. We managed to bring on Jim Fetzer here in just a minute. I guess he's trying to call my number, but I guess the studio will get a hold of him. Yeah, and some reason or other he's trying to call me. So let's get a hold of Jim. Ah, very good. Jim, it's wonderful to have you back. I couldn't believe when I saw the clown Clomey tilt his head and put that smirky smile with his puffy eyes. I mean, he needs to see a doctor about allergies. And for the third time now, comes out with a statement whitewashing Hillary Clinton, and I guess it's 619,000 seconds. He managed to clear with software 650,000 emails, but many of them were duplicates indicating this classified information did get through to the server. What do you think's going on here? I mean, this is such a bizarre election, and it's so corrupt on every level, it blows your mind, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, I don't think there's a chance that they actually went through all the emails. This is a pure subterfuge. I mean, it would be staggering. We have a calculation. There are 691,200 seconds in 8 days. So he would have been going through them at a rate of one every second. I mean, right. This is just completely ridiculous. It's a total cover-up of Hillary's involvement in a lot of very sordid activities. I mean, look, we have a couple of reports about what's actually in these emails that demonstrate conclusively that James Comey is covering up now and was lying before if they're duplicates. Because what we know now is, from Greg Hilliard, for example, sources within the NYPD telling me this is way bigger than people know. Emails point to pedophilia ring with Hillary Clinton at the center. He adds, I would not report this unless I was 100% sure. Known this source for 15 plus years. Carmen Katz adds, my NYPD source said it's much more vile and serious than classified material on Wiener's device. The email detailed the trips made by Wiener, Bill, and Hillary on their pedophile billionaire friend's plane, the Lolita Express. Yep. Hillary has a well-documented predilection for underage girls, and Mr. Wiener just could not bear to see those details deleted. We're talking an international child enslavement and sex ring. Not even Hillary's most ardent supporters and defenders will be able to excuse this. So I think we're talking about really serious issues, Bill, and for him to suggest these are duplicates, that would mean he already knew of Hillary's involvement in these pedophile activities and therefore ought to have pursued it already. And if that's not the case, if these are new to him, then they are not duplicates and he's lying to imply they are, especially when they reveal so much sordid activity. And what's so spectacular about this, Bill, is that we now have a congressman reporting that Congress has all 650,000 emails, which means they're going to be able to see how Comey has been covering up and lying on behalf of Hillary Clinton, no doubt under the inducement of Loretta Lynch, who is turning out to be a completely corrupt, despicable attorney general.
What's remarkable to me is we have a number of things where Obama, literally over the weekends, encouraging illegals to vote, right, on video.
I mean, this is astonishing. He's doing an interview with a Latino anchor, and she says, some immigrants are worried that if they go to vote, that they'll be tracked down and their immigration status will be checked. And Obama says, "Oh, don't worry about that. There's the sanctity of the voting booth, and when you're voting, he says you're a citizen, which is obscene. You're not a citizen." Because you managed to get yourself in a voting booth, you're a citizen because you attained that status, either as a natural-born citizen of the United States or as a naturalized citizen of the United States. What Obama's saying there is a despicable betrayal of his oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's stunning to me, Bill.
Well, he's a disinfo op and basically a demolition expert to demolish America. And as far as I'm concerned, he hates America. He hates the idea of a constitutional republic based on Christian values. He literally is operating as a globalist, satanic demolition expert to demolish the United States, destroy families, cause race and class war, and have open borders. And he's 100% traveling around the country pushing Hillary, who'll be even worse. I mean, 550% more unvetted terrorists. What do they think was going to happen? Major terrorism. Then we'll have martial law. Then they will take away all gun rights from regular citizens, so you can't protect yourself against violence. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. And I know last week I had a gentleman call in. He tried to talk over me, so I had to tell him to cut. I had the studio to cut him off. And I want people to know that this is a no Yahoo zone. If you think you're going to defend Hillary Clinton and continue to jabber, I'm going to take you apart like an intellectual vivisection without anesthetic and dissect you. This is not defensible. In fact, I'm going to say right now again, the pitchfork revolution is on. Even if Trump gets in, we have to realize we're going to have a lot of forces against us. They will try to crash the economy. They'll try to cause terrorism. In fact, this announcement that they're going to do terrorism on election day at the election voting booths indicates that there's a collaboration between globalists and the plan here. Because remember, we're purposely supporting ISIS. When you see Obama smirking and so on, well, we don't want to damage the oilheads. We're still G20 nations buying the oil. What we have here is basically we're the problem. We in America are creating the crisis of disasters when we know darn well, even in private emails, that Hillary Clinton said we can't vet these people, but she doesn't care if it kills Americans if you bring in 550% more unvetted terrorists. She doesn't give a rat's behind if there's thousands of Americans die. It's going to allow her agenda to move forward. It's amazing, isn't it?
And as we learn from a speech she gave to a Brazilian bank, she's all for open borders and open trade. She's all for free trade, notwithstanding the fact that it creates the TPP, for example, which she has spoken favorably of on over 45 occasions, which she's described as the gold standard of trade policy, but where she's feigning to be opposed for the sake of getting through the election to pacify Bernie Sanders supporters, who ought to be outraged with her and the DNC for having sabotaged Bernie's campaign. Right. She's actually all for it, and she's admitted she has private policy, which is her real, and a public policy, which is her stance for the consumption of the masses, whom she's willing to manipulate and insult, even to the extent of using body doubles. I mean, you can't get much lower than that, Bill.
Right. Well, I've changed Tim Kaine's name because of how fast he spoke and how much he looked wired with that interview with and debate with Pence. And now his name is Cocaine. So now we have Cocaine and not Abel. How's that?
I like it. He interrupted Mike Pence 70 times during that exchange. And, you know, I really expected that was going to be a dominating discussion the following week. But we had this hurricane that came out of nowhere, Bill, and became the dominant story, completely submerging, flooding, you might say, all the discussion about Tim Kaine's bizarre performance in the vice presidential debate.
Now, where do you see this going? Because I'm going to throw out a couple different templates. You know, I'm a mathophile, and if I'm looking at the odds in terms of them pumping up these false, the false polls, they're still saying it's within striking distance. Hillary's already got the Electoral College, so therefore the betting people say she's got a 3-to-1 odds of becoming the president. Now, let's say we're going to assume that I'm correct, which I think that's not correct, because a lot of Republicans aren't going to say in a public dinner or at their school or even put Trump signs on their car, because their car gets smashed, they'll start an argument, it'll be a fight, they'll get punched out. There's even a story about a senior citizen had a pretty big sign. He ended up in hospital after being nearly killed by a bunch of young people who were so violently opposed to the idea of even having a pro-Trump sign, they nearly killed him. This is happening all the time. So a lot of Trump supporters won't come out because they're called misogynists, racists, liars, perverts, all kinds of crazy stuff that's coming out in the news, because for every 20 seconds that they cover a Clinton story, there's 23 or 25 minutes with all attack ads saying that Obama is perfectly fine and Bill Clinton's perfectly fine, and but Trump is the devil himself. I mean, this guy is a serial rapist and groper, the groper-in-chief, you know, and he's got no reliability and is a liar. I mean, all these things are based on craziness. There's no facts.
Well, it's all ridiculous. I mean, they did a very clever job of trying to figure out Trump's vulnerabilities in order to focus upon them and keep the attention off of Hillary. They had virtually nothing to work with, so they had to exaggerate all this stuff about him having negative attitudes toward women when he's actually very much the opposite. And the fact is that once you start looking at Hillary, you realize she's a complete disaster, that her foreign policy has been catastrophic, her economic policy, including NAFTA, brought to us by her husband, her open borders, open trade, would be catastrophic for the United States. Her foreign policy regarding Libya, Benghazi, Syria, Iran, where we had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff explaining to Congress within the last few weeks that implementing Hillary's no-fly policy in Syria would mean war with Russia. I mean, not just the possibility, it would mean war with Russia.
And that means,
of course,
immediately thermonuclear weapons.
In relation to the debates, Bill, she's been cheating throughout. I mean, this is a woman who manipulates everything. She's a control freak. During the first debate, Lester Holt gave her the questions a week in advance. They had a signal when she stroked her face, he would go on the attack on Trump and then throw it to her without asking an intervening question so she could deliver a zinger. By the third debate, we discovered she had a mini teleprompter built into her podium. This is a disgraceful human being. she has no respect for anyone, and that she's involved in a pedophile ring comes as no surprise, all things considered.
Now, here's what I'm going to put on as a probability. And I don't want to say this, but let's say that we accept the polls and the stealing of the election and the fact that people like Obama are actually encouraging illegals to vote. So here in California alone, there's 2.8 million potential voters that are not citizens that actually have a California driver's license. So let's say tomorrow, it's a squeaker, but she gets over 300 electoral college votes because of the squeaker, and she becomes the president. Now, the first thing that's going to happen is if Chris Wallace and the other pundits and politicians and people like Obama think that we're going to go away and we're going to slink off into the night and we're just going to kind of, yeah, she won, we're the losers, it's okay. No, 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 no. I'm going to tell you, the pitchfork revolution, we're already sharpening our pitchforks. And it's not just in one area, like, you know, talking about violence. We're talking about geopolitical actions, legal lawsuits, getting our congressmen and senators to stymie her on every move she makes, making sure we're advancing the idea of impeachment immediately. The very day she goes into the White House, we're going to start the process of impeachment of this monster. And I honestly think that people don't realize having a paralyzed government that basically can't do anything is a bad thing, which means we're not going to deal with Obamacare that's driving business out of the country. We're not going to deal with open borders, which is going to bring in more MS-13 terrorists. We're not going to deal with foreign policy, so we're going to increase the risk of a war. We're not going to retool our military, so if we do get in a conflict, we can't even prosecute it. I mean, it's going to be, if she gets in, my guess is it'll be like Richard Nixon in his second term, where the moment he entered office, he already had a cloud over him, and it took a year and a half to remove him from office. Thank God he was decent enough to just go. Hillary's not decent. She will do anything to stay in power. She is a control freak, satanic nut. And I'm sure once she starts putting everything up for sale, she's going to put this country in strategic, economic, and geopolitical disaster mode, and there's going to be a lot of destruction.
Now, well, I think you're right, Bill, and it's got to do with a perfect storm that has swirled around her with the latest WikiLeaks revelations, Obama premiums going up, the NYPD FBI investigations launched. I mean, Bill Clinton made the point about Obamacare. He actually said, it's crazy. We're paying twice as much for half as much. I believe it's this perfect storm because of which yesterday CNN was shocked to admit that Hillary had dropped below 270 on the Electoral College map. And some of these latest WikiLeaks revelations are simply stunning. Hillary directed her maid to print out classified material on several occasions. She was dealing with sensitive compartmentalized information that even Hillary herself wasn't entitled to possess. We have the DNC giving CNN's Wolf Blitzer questions to ask to interview Trump, another reflection of the collusion between the media and the Democratic campaign. And that the DNC decided to push a Russia and Trump narrative back in April. Bill, back in May, they decided to have this series of women come forward to claim that Trump groped them. I mean, this is politics, dirty politics, nasty politics, the Hillary Clinton style.
Now, here's what I predict will happen. In the next 2 years, you will see Texas start the process of leaving the United States. You're going to see Texas. You're going to see them take with them at least four states. My guess is will be New Mexico, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona. You will see a national crisis where she will call martial law because it will by that time have been Muslim terrorism, which, by the way, we will see the metadata coming, but we're not going to do a damn thing about it, just like we saw the metadata for other terrorism activities. They want enough terrorism they can start putting bear cuts on American and fully militarizing the police forces across the country. Now, here's the cutback. Our police, our military, and our border guards are strongly American patriots. So when they start pushing them to start shooting at Americans in their homes in the suburbs and so on, there's going to be three things happen. The first thing they're going to find out is they're not going to do the orders. The second thing, if they try to do the orders, they're going to die. And the third thing is they're going to start seeing Americans get so mad, they're going to march on the capitals of state capitals and the Washington, D.C. And my guess, this will happen after Texas leaves because America will be broken. Because I can't see Texas putting up with this crap for 2 years. They have to vote every June in order to stay in the union. My guess is the thing that will break the back of America will be Texas leaving within 2 years of the crap that she's going to try to pull off.
Well, you know, Bill, something I think that we need to verify and publicize is that these executive orders that Obama's been using to you know, pass all kinds of constraints on our access to weapons and so forth, which are, in my opinion, blatantly unconstitutional on their face, might have a legal basis if we're not operating on the basis of the Constitution. I believe on 9/11 that Bush may have arranged a shift to the continuity government plan that actually gives the executive massive authority.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. Jim, that's really important. I just saw the latest judge that that Trump has jumped to the lead in Colorado with early voting. I think that there's a potential that Trump could have an avalanche, but I think there's so much voter fraud, they're going to either cut that avalanche back or they're trying to squeak Hillary in with a squeaker. You made a very important point that the Obama is already acting like he already has martial law, and Hillary is setting up circumstances which will virtually guarantee that martial law will happen relatively soon into her so-called presidency. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is scary, but now that the Congress has 650,000 emails, they're going to have the evidence available to them directly, Bill. And that's going to lead to no end of consequences. I mean, already the observation has been made that Hillary is a target-rich environment from a political point of view with respect to the Congress. But I think it's going to be clear that there's no way in which we can have any confidence in our government that the country has been betrayed, the FBI is compromised, the Department of Justice is corrupt. Mark Snyder wrote a piece entitled, "I went after Comey made his reverse announcement. I just lost all faith in our deeply corrupt legal system and in the rule of law in the United States. I don't know how any American is going to be able to have faith in our system of justice after this. We truly do live in a lawless nation." Right. And if the people elect Hillary Clinton, they are choosing lawlessness, but not deliberately, not willingly. I don't believe that Hillary can be elected. I believe the changes that have been taking place. Let me give a couple of illustrations. There was Tim Keene came here to a campus of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, I believe, and there were exactly 8 people who showed up. We have a Clinton-Keene rally in Pennsylvania drawing a crowd only of dozens. In order for Hillary to get a big crowd in Philadelphia, she has to have Beyonce and Jay-Z, who's a rapper who uses endless profanity with the F-word and the N-word replete. And Hillary didn't make any complaint about that, but got up and talked about Donald Trump's lewd language. I mean, it's a sham. They're not coming for Hillary. Get this. This is from a woman whose son attempted a Trump rally last night. He's in Minneapolis. He said he'd never seen anything like it. The largest crowd he'd ever seen, larger than any football stadium. He was guessing maybe as many as 100,000 people. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, where LeBron James is a god for having returned to the Cavaliers and taken them to a title, he turned out to do an event in a stadium with a 10,000 seating capacity, and there were only 100 or 200 people there. LeBron James could not draw more than a couple hundred people because he was talking about Hillary Clinton. Nobody gives a damn about Hillary Clinton.
Now, if they do shove her in there, I can tell you, we're going to retool legally with our sheriffs in every way possible to take back the republic. It's not going to be a pleasant deal at all. And if Chris Wallace and those morons think that we're just going to slink away and accept defeat, they're delusional. It's game over, buddies. If Trump's not in there, we're going to go rogue. It's going to get rough. Back in a moment with hour number 3. Jim Fetzer's on. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. Election Day. Destruction Day. It's the day for Trump, the dragon slayer, to stick the spear, the lance, through the heart bone of the Hildebeest. It's finally time to end the Clinton era. Let's do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.